Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Brett McMurphy joins us, college football insider for Stadium Network. Brett, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Great. Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing great. And I got to ask you, first of all, before we get... How are you holding up after the huge story with Ohio State? Now we're getting into football season. I'm just curious, what the last couple of weeks been like for you?
It's certainly been unique.
Yeah.
Back July 23rd, first reported about, Zach Smith had some domestic violence issues when he was a graduate assistant at Florida. Those had never been reported. Did a public records search and got that information, reported it. And then Urban Meyer denied knowledge at Big Ten Media Days, and the university launched the investigation, and then he got the suspension. And it's been pretty crazy, but I'm glad we finally have some games being played now. So
yeah, no,
discussing other things, but it's been unique, no question.
You know, I was we all got a chance to see Zach's last Twitter rant that he went on about you and everything else, and put the picture of the kids. And as soon as he put his picture of his kids out there, he won the douche award. He really did. He became the biggest D-bag in America by the rant and things. And I just wonder, his attorney, if he still represents him, has told him to shut up and just go away at this point. And by the way, his mother, too. I felt bad. She looked like an enabler while this whole thing was going on. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's a benefit or not, but one of the consequences of all this is that I've deleted all my mentions on Twitter. There's a column that if anyone mentions you, you see it. Why? Since this Ohio State thing has happened, I've deleted those just because of the responses I've got from Ohio State fans. I'm tired of reading the profanity and threats, so
right.
I deleted that. So I actually didn't see Zach's tweets. I had people text me and said,
right,
"Hey, are you okay?" And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" So
it's a good move by you.
I honestly didn't see him. So, I really don't have a comment because I didn't even go back to look at him. I
no,
care less, to
that's
be honest.
That's an old-school good move right there. That really was. Hey, by the way, let's get into some college football because we did have that, and we've been waiting on that. I want to hit you with something a little different. I want to ask you, as you look at those games, what was the biggest for you, biggest upset or biggest disappointment in week one, Michigan, Miami, FSU, or Texas?
Well, I would go off the board and say UCLA losing
to
Cincinnati, because you lose to a group of five. That's obviously not a good look. But also for the debut of Chip Kelly, so much hope and anticipation. And then, what do they have next? They have to go to Norman and play Oklahoma. I think they're a 30-something point favorite, underdog. They're a bigger underdog than Florida Atlantic.
Wow.
Playing Oklahoma. So
that's crazy.
That kind of puts it in perspective. But of all the ones you mentioned, I would probably say Michigan. And not necessarily because they didn't win, but maybe because the offense just hasn't changed. The offense seems, two decades behind everybody else. And, I'm sure you guys have seen all the numbers. Harbaugh's 28-12 in 40 games at Michigan. Brady Hoke was 27-13. I'm not saying Brady Hoke's the same caliber coach of Jim Harbaugh. I don't think that, but for whatever reason, they are not having a lot of success that you would expect for one of the five highest paid coaches in the country. And you look at the rest of their schedule, they still have four top 25 teams left, Wisconsin, Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan State. This could be a four or five loss team. I don't think Jim Harbaugh's on the hot seat by any means, but certainly a lot of questions are going to be raised on why in the world can Michigan not get over the hump for whatever reason, and, you know, not only not win the Big Ten championship, but not even, you know, finish in the top two in their division. Maybe they can still turn it around. I don't know, but they've got to figure things out offensively, and they've added a lot of coaches there on the offensive side. Obviously, McElwain is the wide receivers coach now, but, you know, that one kind of stood out for me of the ones you mentioned.
Brett, is Harbaugh overrated? Because he came in with a lot of hype, and I know it's a lot harder to, you know, build a program, and it takes a couple of years, and that's fine. I understand that. You got to recruit your own guys, bring in your system, that's fine. But is he worth all the hype at this point?
Well, it's funny. It's funny because basically saying he's overrated, you would have a good argument, because when you're paid that, when you're one of the five highest paid coaches in the country and you haven't won your division, then yeah, you – that's pretty much the definition of overrated. That's why I think that Jimbo Fisher has been set up to fail at Texas A&M. Because when you pay a guy $75 million over 10 years, anything less than a national championship, you're going to be viewed as overrated. That's not fair to Jimbo, but that's kind of how it's set up. And so Harbaugh is kind of very similar in that he's, you know, I don't know where he ranks, you know, as far as pay, but he is in the top five. And if you're in the top five, you're expected to deliver like Nick Saban, like Urban Meyer, like Dabo Sweeney with the national championship, and he has not been able to do that. So I think part of the reason he's overrated is because he's paid so highly. You know, if he was, you know, the 20th highest paid coach, then you'd be like, yeah, okay, guys, he's doing all right. But yeah, when you're paid that much, and plus, you guys know this, when he gets as much media attention as he does for various things, you know, he's polarizing. And I think that's probably why, you know, you asked the question. And I think you could say that based on the results on the field right now, they haven't lived up to the expectation.
Brad, you can imagine down here, Canes fans hurting a little bit by the way things turned out and the way they got pounded in the first half against LSU especially, and ended up losing that game after the high expectations and offseason hype and everything else. What'd you think of Miami and overall in the quarterback play?
Well, in my preseason AP ballot, I did not have Miami in the top 10. And the reason I did was because, you know, last year, the incredible season, the turnover chain, all the turnovers forced, usually those things have a way of evening out the following year. Miami was third in the country in turnovers forced. Last year, no turnovers forced against LSU. I think that was the biggest difference. LSU forced two turnovers. You know, you look at the rest of the schedule the rest of the way, they should be favored the rest of the way. Everybody's making a big deal about the quarterback play. The yardage was even. I mean, it was an even game except for the turnovers. Yeah, I think maybe LSU's a little bit better than people thought. I just wonder for Miami, is last year everything broke perfectly for them. And, you know, again, those things have a way of evening out. Miami, you know, lost their last three of last season. Not that that carries over. But maybe Wisconsin, you know, kind of gave the blueprint of how to attack the Hurricanes. The good news is they can still win the ACC. The bad news is I think the only way they can make the college football playoff is to run the table, because we haven't had a two-loss team get into the playoffs yet, and it would take a unique set of circumstances for that to happen. And certainly they would have to win the ACC and not Clemson off their throne for that to happen.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's possible. That's why I thought that was such a huge game for not only Miami in the opener, but also you look at Michigan, also Washington. You know, Washington's going to have to run the table to have a shot at getting to the playoff also.
Brett McMurphy, college football insider for Stadium Network, joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Okay, with that said about Miami, Virginia Tech, Florida State had that Monday game. All I read into going into that game was Virginia Tech's going to get beat. Florida State's a better team. What do you think about Florida State not scoring a touchdown in their opening game? And what do you think about Virginia Tech that day or that night?
Yeah, you wonder if Florida State, they get down there on the goal line, if they let the review happen, that may have been called a touchdown. So they may have got in the end zone that way. Willie Taggart, I think, is going to do a great job there. I mean, people just flat out forgot. Last year, Florida State was not that good. They were a 7-16 that went to the Independence Bowl. They shouldn't have gone to a bowl game, but they received an exemption from the NCAA to count a FCS win that shouldn't have counted. So, you know, they were basically a 500 team last year. Obviously, Bud Foster proves year in, year out, he is the best defensive coordinator in the land. And now you look at Virginia Tech. I mean, their schedule opens up. They don't play anybody for about 3 or 4 weeks. Notre Dame comes to Blacksburg. That's a non-conference game. But they've got a chance to sneak up on some people. I think Florida State will be all right. But it's not going to happen overnight. For the opener, I mean, Willie's actually had worse openers when he was at USF, his first game. They lost to McNeese State, an FCS team. I think it was like 53-21. Oof. They went 2-10 that year. But when he left a few years later, they were double-digit wins, one of the top 25 teams in the country. I don't think it's going to take 3 or 4 years at Florida State, but I also think it's not going to happen overnight. But certainly all the buildup and hype, that was a very disappointing loss.
Brett, thank you. Seminoles. We appreciate your time, Brett.
Thanks, Brett.
Really good stuff.
Appreciate
thanks for
it.
Always answering the call, and thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you.
All right, that was Brett McMurphy, college football insider for Stadium Network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.